The following is a paid program sponsored by
Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186, David Hochberg, NMLS 136675,
and is not affiliated with WLS Radio or Cumulus Media. Listeners should consult their own advisors and conduct their own research before making any purchases, investments, or making any financial decisions.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am your host, David Hochberg. Special show. My mom passed away last night. Special tribute show to her. Why am I here? Because she wanted me to be here and told me to do the show. So that's why I'm here. So we're going to power through this the next 2 hours. Special tribute to my loving mother at 11:45. So boys and girls in studio, we're gonna make sure that we get out on time. And it sucks, but here we are. Elwood, how many miles to Chicago, buddy?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helen of the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza. That's where they got that Picasso. Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-591-8900, 312-591-8900, WLSDavid.com, WLSDavid.com. Go to our website. All of the contact information of every single one of our sponsors is on the website. I would highly recommend you go there. 875 people are there right now. We have the Mevo Fix, so if you're jonesing to see all of our beautiful faces, you could go to Team Hochberg at Facebook. We changed the name. I got compliance to sign off on it, so it's Team Hochberg at Facebook. You can watch us live. Let's go around the horn here. We'll go ladies first. Nancy Pearlman, how are you, my friend? Keller Williams, been busy?
Very good. Good morning, David. I'm sorry about your mom.
Thank you for that. Your phone number, if people want to reach you?
815-603-9242.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Dave, you're like a soldier to be here
gotta go.
With us today.
Gotta go, gotta do it.
You are a pro.
Yep.
And I so love you.
Hoping that she'd make it through the show, but unfortunately, she didn't, and she said do the show. So, There we go. Roy Spencer, Perma Seal. What's up, buddy?
Hey, David,
speechless. Sprung that on us, David. You're like a superhero.
I didn't want to bust everybody up before the show, so let's just get through this. Roy, people want to reach you guys. How do they reach you, bud?
800-421-7325.
All right, and we have a new sponsor. You've been hearing me talk about garage doors the past couple, three, five, 6 weeks. Will Santiago from the Garage Door Group. Will, this is your first show. How are you, bud?
Good to be here, man, and condolences. Wow.
Yeah, thanks, man. All right, let's talk garage doors. Let's go around the horn. Let's talk real estate. Open the phone lines are open. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. Came in early today, put a little special tribute together for my mom, so we're going to do that at the end of the show. Funeral, if anybody's interested, is Chicago Jewish Funerals in Buffalo Grove, 2 p.m. on Monday. I'm sure I'll be getting a lot of calls. I'll post it on Facebook. So, let's just keep going. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900, WLSDavid.com, WLSDavid.com. It's amazing how many people listen to the show. I mean, it really is. I got a text from a guy, actually a LinkedIn guy. Did you guys do LinkedIn?
I haven't done it in a long time.
I don't understand it, but I'm
there. I don't know how it works.
I don't understand. You want to be my friend? Sure. You know, everybody, I'll be your LinkedIn. That's how Will, I'm getting emails from Will on LinkedIn. I listen to your show all the time. I sell garage doors. I want to sponsor. I'm like, oh, okay.
It worked. I'm here.
You're here. So there's a guy that rearranges his Saturday to listen to the show. That I got an email if I could find it. It's been obviously a little busy this past 14 hours, so can't find it. But I just wanted to let him know that I got your email or text last night, and I appreciate you listening to the show. All right, let's talk Chicago real estate. Roy, it's been raining like hell. It's crazy. We're never going to have a summer. It's going to continual rain. And Every time I see the rain in the forecast, I'm like, Roy's out there in his permaseal Indian dance suit, and he's doing the Indian dance. I want to call Roy and just knock him over and tell him to stop dancing. Guys been busy?
Very busy. So helping people, and we could use a little help ourselves, David. We need some help. We need help. Installers, salespeople, office people. We're hiring on all fronts, so that's our big battle charge because, you know, our biggest frustration is not being able to get to people in time. We're very popular. We're the best value out there, and which is why we're popular and things like that. So people think wet basements, they think permaseal, and we want to help them as quickly as possible. So we just need more help. So if you know any good people, great people, or who, regardless if they're working now or not, and they're looking to have a great career with a great company, go to permaseal.net, go to the careers page, and click on it.
And there's been ton of articles questioning college educations, mm-hmm. right? Is yeah. $100,000 to $120,000 college education really worth it when you've got a guy that owns a water basement flood protection and sidewalk jacking and all the other and plumbing company, and Joe, you've got a contracting company, Will, you've got a garage door company, Nancy, you've got your own little company with a realtor because that's a self-contained business, and we can't find jobs. Every article that I read is that there's a shortage of jobs, and not a shortage of jobs. There's an abundance of jobs, but a shortage of skilled labor to come in and work at those jobs, which is absolutely blowing my mind. And they're saying, why are kids going to college? You know, not everybody needs to go to college. So, Joe, you're having the same challenges hiring people, right?
Yeah, I think I told you, we're doing good with the young people, 19 through 22, and they're looking for a trade. And we put them on a career path, and they're enjoying it. They feel a sense of purpose, and they're working.
All right, so if people want information about a job at PermaSeal, who do they call?
They say the best way is go to our website, permaseal.net, click on the careers page.
Okay, yeah. And you won, I keep forgetting, every time you're in here, you've been in here three times this year. Yeah, you got a big award from the Better Business Bureau, and we were talking about that, before the show, what it is and why is it important. But you got a prestigious award, and why don't you quickly explain to our listeners what that award was? It was a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was a Lifetime Achievement Award, so I guess that's about
as
good
old,
as you get.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. A little clue link. So I don't have to do anything anymore. I've done it. But no, I was quite honored and honestly blown away that I recognized that way, but it's really a recognition of my team and all the good people who've helped all our clients all these years. And I'm a big fan and supporter of the Better Business Bureau. It does a tremendous invisible hand, if you will, in the marketplace, giving people a place to go, not only to, if they're not happy, but also, to find reputable companies who are going to stand behind and work and do what they say they're going to do. So there's a lot of misunderstandings and misperceptions about the Better Business Bureau, but I can tell you the marketplace would be a mess without it.
Well, Mazel Tov on that. Congratulations. That's very good. You don't get much better than that in the Jewish religion than a Mazel Tov. So Mazel Tov there.
Kanei Nahora.
There you go. There we go. I forgot. We're outnumbered in here like we usually are, but I got reinforcements today. All right, let's put the spotlight on Will. I usually like to like slowly bring our new sponsors in, but let's just put it on you, Will. What is the Garage Door Group? I've been reading the commercials twice a show. You have got your professional garage door installers that also fix garage doors because, what, the average life of a garage door is, what, 10 to 20 years? I mean, it's like a roof, right? You got to repair it and replace it every once in a while. What is Garage Door Group? What is the Garage Door Group, and why should people call you, and then we'll hit a break?
Well, again, it's great to be here with you guys. Garage Door Group started, quite frankly, in Glenview. It's a small company called North Shore Garage Doors. North Shore Garage Doors took off. We got great customer base in the North Shore area, and those clients referred us to their family and friends out in the west suburbs, Oak Park, Naperville, so forth. And truth be told, they said, we will not buy a garage door from someone located in the North Shore. So I'm like, why?
Why?
Yeah. And I said, well, it sounds too...
We don't want you North Shore people putting up our garage door in the western suburbs.
Too pricey. Right. So, light bulb came on. I said, all right, well, let's open up a second company called West Suburban Garage Doors, and we have a location in Oak Park and one in Naperville, hence covering the whole west suburbs. So we didn't want to alienate North Shore. So we have North Shore Garage Stores, West Suburban Garage Stores, and in Schaumburg, we have Woodfield, hence the name of the area.
All the same price point. It's just perception.
Yeah, so no, but it's real brick-and-mortar locations, kind of like, if I will, like Bob Roorman's different auto groups. Just focus on that area.
When you get a Naperville garage door company, I'll call you.
Okay. So West Suburban Garage Stores, Woodfield Garage Stores, and North Shore Garage Stores, all three combined make up Garage Store Group Chicago.
Nice.
So, yeah, and as far as lifestyles, the lifespan of a garage door, you're right. I wish it was only, 10 years, but it's more like 20. But we do provide brand new garage doors, and we also repair existing doors.
Do springs, wear out in, I heard, 5 years, 10 years? Is that, they need maintenance, right? The door may last that long, but do the springs and other parts of the door last that long?
That's right. 50% of our business is repairing existing doors. So springs go out all the time. And what we replace is with a two-wing spring versus a 1 3/4, which is stock, if you will, what builders put on there. It's a cheaper spring. So it'll last you about 5-7 years. We put the two-wing spring, which will last you 20 years as far as the life cycle.
So we're big at Permacell. We're big about preventive maintenance or replacing things before they crash and burn and leave you in emergency and things like that. So is that something like if I have the original garage door and the springs are, it's 5 years old, should I have you come out and put these new springs on, or should I, instead of waiting until the spring breaks and I can't get out my door?
Yeah, that's a great question. Preventive maintenance is part of our business as well. We all go out a year, 2-3 years later, just replace rollers, do a garage door tune-up, inspect all the moving parts, hinges, rollers, and so on. So, yeah, preventive maintenance is a huge part of our business.
Well, I like what you said. I want those nylon rollers. Yeah. I didn't even know they exist. And you said they're quieter and they hold up better and they actually increase the lifetime of your door.
That's right. And they run smoother, man. So anyone who needs garage door service, call us. We got a toll-free number, 833-MY-DOORS, 833-MY-DOORS.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I understand we're having audio difficulty on Facebook.
We'll do it live.
We got the video. You were in here early. What were you doing?
No, we got the video working, which is great. We didn't have that, so you can see us, but you just can't hear us. But
that's probably better.
We're going to get Burning Man. He's in for Kimmy today, and we're going to fix some things. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back after these messages.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Or visit his website, perldavid.com.
Now, more Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg on WLS. AM 890.
312-591-8888. 900, go to WLSDavid.com, WLSDavid.com, 312-591-8900. Once again, Facebook is live and up and running, so I apologize. There was a technical challenge.
Do it live!
Do it live. We got Burning Man in here, fixed everything. I want to thank Burning Man. I came in early, recorded a little something special for my mom who passed away yesterday, and we're going to be playing that at about 11:45. On line one, we have Larry, who is a Permacell client. How are you, Larry? How can we help you, buddy?
Yeah, good, David. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know that I'm very happy using PermaSeal. I had a leak in my basement, and I called them in probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they just did a terrific job for me. We had been having continuing water problems in the basement, and we did some different things to try and cure the problem. It never really got down to what the real problem was until I called PermaSeal in. I'm on well water, and I live in Long Grove. And Dave, who was their sales consultant, came out, and he found the problem right away. Turned out it was a very inexpensive fix, and there was a leak in the tube that went out to the well, and They just were very professional, and I can't speak enough of about them. Very well satisfied, great company.
All right. Well, thanks, Larry. Thanks for calling and sharing your story. I appreciate it. So wait a second. He sounds like one of your commercial, Roy. All right. Do you want to recite your commercial that it's not good to have your basement wet only when it rains? Isn't that your commercial or something like that?
Yeah. Well, like I say, yeah. And thank you very, very much, Larry. Not only for your patronage, for taking the time out to compliment Dave and our workers and things. And but honestly, Larry's like a poster child for our typical customer. People who long-sufferingly, deal with problems and try this and try that. And quite frankly, there's some things that lend themselves to home repair. Basement waterproofing foundation repair is not one of them. Most homeowners don't have the expertise or the access to the materials to do a permanent repair. So there's a lot of patch jobs out there and extending downspouts and doing this and doing that, trying to solve a problem. And that seems to work during a light rain, but then we get the real heavy rain and the problem reoccurs. So honestly, they end up eventually, hopefully they'll end up with us and we can do a permanent repair and they can go on about their business. So again, Larry, thank you very much for your kind call.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Yeah. We're going to get your name and number and send you a cleaning product. Would you prefer countertop, vinyl, wood floor, stone, or wood cabinetry for Mr. Floor? Which one? Quick.
How about wood floor?
Of yes.
Course. I'm telling you what, David, that's the best
Joe,
one.
Joe, that's Larry, that's Joe's favorite.
Smart, man.
Hey. That's favorite. All right, hang on, Larry.
Hey, listen, can I tell you?
Thanks for calling, buddy. All right, buddy. Bye.
One of the reasons we refer PermaSeal is exactly that. So many other people would have gone in there and sold them to trench that drain around the room, which is a big deal. Yeah. But you guys located the problem. It was a well line? I didn't even know you could locate that.
I don't know. We'd have to ask Dave, who was out there. But
oh, my God. I'm going to call Laura now.
Dave is, I think he's your guy. But the point being is, yes, I mean, we literally are detectives out there. We have to figure out, and our guys are experts. They really are well-trained, so we don't have to be there when it's leaking.
That's why we're comfortable referring you.
And we will assess a problem, and we will, you know, if it's a small problem, it's a small problem. That is what it is. I mean, we do the big job where it's necessary. Mm-hmm. We also do the small job where that's desired. So, you know, there's always choices. You know, and you know, we can fix your immediate leak, or we can do a preventative system to keep you from having any future leaks and guarantee your whole house.
Sure.
That's your choice. It's your home.
And you
it's
know
your
what,
problem,
Roy?
It's your
one
money.
One of the things I see the most when I'm in older homes, especially, is what they call minor seepage in the basement.
I get that right
and,
now. I got
and
it
people
now.
Will, and people will
sitting there.
That's probably one of the number one reasons why buyers will walk away from a house.
But like Roy said, there's no such thing as minor seepage.
Well, basements either wet or it's dry. Right. It really is. Because if it's wet, it's going to get worse.
Right.
Okay. And what's minor to one person is a catastrophe to somebody else. You don't have to have any water in your basement. Your basement's dry all the time, no matter what. And so that's, you're right. There is no minor seepage. In my mind, because it's something that it's going to get worse.
Well, and it's not so minor if a buyer walks away from it.
There you go. And then sometimes it takes an extensive work to solve a minor amount of water. Sometimes it takes a minor amount of work to solve a major amount of water. And that's why you call PermaSeal 800-421-SEAL and find out and get a free estimate, a free analysis, a free expert, and we'll help you identify what the problem is and what it's going
to
take.
Not so much you, but a guy named Dave or one of the other
100
people. Don't call Roy or Joe for that matter.
All right, for over 30 years, we gave away Mr. Floor's cleaning products. For over 30 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicagoland homeowners and businesses with complete flooring solutions, including their proprietary line of cleaning products that we give out to all the callers on our show. The finest hardwood flooring installation, refinishing, and repair. Over 20,000 satisfied customers reflect their consistency, commitment to service, and value. Carrying one of the largest exclusive selections of hardwood flooring in the Chicagoland area, they guarantee the highest level of product quality and service from hundreds of engineered and solid, pre-finished and unfinished wood floor options to natural stone, ceramic, carpeting, and decorative polymer floorings. The possibilities are endless. Yeah, we have a man lift coming up to do something along the building.
It's like a showcase studio.
That's right. This guy with a hard hat. You have to wear hard hats to be in this studio, Roy. 312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. WLSDavid.com.
Why is he not even looking at us?
WLSDavid. Because look, why would he want to look at you?
I don't know.
If Nancy was over there, he'd want to look at Nancy because she's a lot more, a lot prettier than you.
I get it.
312-591-8900, WLSDavid.com. Nancy, let's talk garage doors real quick. The importance of a garage door, as you curb appeal, you pull up, first thing you see is the front of the house. First thing you see, typically, most homes in the suburban areas, a lot of Chicago homes still have the garage in the back off the alley. But in Chicago, especially the newer homes, you still, you know, sometimes they're tucked in the back. you can still see the garage door, right?
Right.
Just like the curb appeal if they've got a crooked pad where the car is parked. Roy's got the jacking, which we'll talk about later, right? You put the polymer.
Concrete raising, correct.
So, I mean, how important is a visual inspection when you're walking up just to see the house, especially in this market, because it's a hot as blazes market, right?
Right?
I mean, there's 5-6 offers on every single home. How important is a garage door? How important is a good, steady, level cement pad as you're going to the garage?
Well, all of those things are all part of the curb appeal, and that's the number one thing that people see when they pull up in front of a house. So that's the first impression, and you know, growing up, my mom always pounded into my head that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So right off the bat, if you're garage door, even if the house itself looks great, if the garage door is rusted, paint peeling, something like that, you know, that's not a good sign. It points to whether or not the homeowner is doing regular maintenance.
Due diligence and keeping up the house.
That's right. So, and then even if the buyer doesn't notice those things, like the cracks in the driveway, sidewalks, rusty garage door, they're going to get nicked on a home inspection, and that's where it's going to come up.
And how do you impact that on a home inspection? Can you go in and repair a garage door on a home inspection, or do they get credits typically on something that they can't fix? I mean, where do you guys come in?
New garage door, obviously with the curbside appeal, it's like a large 16-footer usually in the front, not in the Chicago, but in the suburbs especially, that they call us up, hey, we're selling the house. And I said, okay, great. What do you want to do? And they go, well, just want to sell it. I said, what type of insulation do you want? I don't care. I just want to sell it. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. So I always recommend windows on the top panel. It just makes a huge difference. Type of insulation more is for the end user who's going to stay there. But as far as the door itself, most homeowners want some windows for that curbside appeal.
And how much extra do windows cost within a garage door? I never even thought of that.
Yeah, it's really $300-$400. That's it.
What's the actual range of price in it?
So let's just say typical door, you're calling right now, two-car, nothing with a wood grain, not a Carrick-style door, your traditional panel, short panel, long panel, or flush, installed, call us right now, 833-MY-DOORS, we can do it for $1,295, all in.
Wow.
Take down the old door, install the new door, and offer you a 5-year parts and labor warranty.
And it's typically a quick process, right? It's a one day in and out, right? You don't need a whole week to put up a garage door.
No, my guys are in and out 4 hours tops.
4 hours. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, we take the door down, install the new one. If there's an opener involved, it's another hour or two. But yeah, it's a great improvement, a great fix, especially for that curbside appeal.
That's what it's all about. It's all about curbside appeal. Joe, you're doing a ton of that work too, right? People looking to buy houses and sell houses, that 750 special you got going on.
Sure. That's helping realtors out with all the scratch, dent, nick, trim, that kind of stuff. I do want to mention, Dave, I met a listener of the show last week. His mother passed away. They inherited a condo in Berwyn, which I didn't even know they had condos in Berwyn.
Yeah, sure. Hot
area. They're everywhere.
Berwyn.
But it's all that stuff to just fix up the condo to sell it, meaning white the walls, make the walls nice and clean, fix all the little patches, replace the kitchen faucet, the bathroom faucet. Guy's name is Jerry, and he's loved you, and he's listened to your show forever.
Oh, and Jerry.
And I showed up like a movie star.
I'm sure.
Like, bro, Joe.
Jerry, I know what you're going through, buddy. I feel your pain.
Yes, you do, David. You get it.
Sorry for your loss. I'm glad Joe's able to help you. We got Gary Novell coming up, JP also. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. Go to WSDavid.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Or visit his website, perldavid.com.
Now, here's David on WLS.
AM 890.
312-591-8900, 312-591-8900, WLSDavid.com, WLSDavid.com is a website. We've got, let's go around the horn. We'll start Will Santiago.
Yes, sir.
Of the Garage Door Group. People want to reach you. How do they reach you, buddy?
833-MY-DOORS. Call 833-MY-DOORS.
Nancy Perlman, people want to reach you.
Keller Williams, Chicago O'Hare, 815-603-9242.
MegaPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
Roy Spencer, PermaSeal, people want to reach you, buddy. How do they reach you?
800-421-SEAL, S-E-A-L.
All right. And I am David Hochberg, your host. You can reach me during the week, 312-751-1333. Thinking about buying a garage door, a new garage door, then call the garage door professionals at the Garage Door Group. The Garage Door Group works closely with the top garage door manufacturers in the industry to find a garage door that best fits your style and, more importantly, your budget. The Garage Door Group proudly has experienced and certified garage door technicians to ensure professional installation. All work comes with a 5-year parts and labor warranty with no hidden fees. I think that's the theme here. No hidden fees. Roy, you have a one fee policy, right? The Joe, you don't screw around. That's what your commercials say, right?
Yeah,
no haggle.
It's book pricing, and you know what you're getting into, and there's no additional charges. And that's a big problem in the home improvement industry. There's the hidden fees and the service fees and things like that.
Well, in the mortgage industry too. You know, some lender that loves to boast about the rocket wanted to charge me $5,000 more than what I could get me, and some single mother with two kids out in Iowa $6,000. So we came along and saved the day. Joe,
I heard your spot. It's a wonderful spot. You actually applied for the loan.
I applied for the loan.
Yeah. Were you approved?
I was approved for the loan.
How was your credit? Did you get good credit?
I had good credit. I gave him a plain Jane deal, and I recorded that spot. And every station in the market except ESPN will run that spot because ESPN would rather protect
the
rocket loving lender and that piece of crap Brian Kelly down in St. Louis because I have a commercial bashing that lying son of a bitch from lying on people. And ESPN refused to run those two ads that run on every other station in the market that I run them. So I no longer advertise on ESPN. So there you go. So let's get back to the Garage Door Group. You're not going to censor my message. So here, what does that mean? ESPN loves to promote lenders that like to drill consumers, and they won't let me defend the consumers.
Man, you just bounced in and out and bounced in and out.
Oh, screw that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
All work comes with 5-year parts and labor warranty with no hidden fees. I'm good at that. Call the Garage Door Group at 847-998-5555. That's 847-998-5555. Or visit their website, 833mydoors.com, 833mydoors.com. I learned that from Steve Dahl while he was doing my live read. He would start my live read and then go off on a tangent. And then 20 minutes later, he's like, what the hell was I talking about? Hochberg. Oh, yeah, okay, Hochberg. Then let's start that again. So there you go, my good friend, Mr. Dahl. 312-591-8900. We have an email question here for you, but I've got Nancy from Chris about condos and what a condo, a co-op, and a townhouse means. But we're going to get to that after we go to Gary with his credit enhancement tip of the week. Gary is brought to you by the fine people at CJ Wilson Mazda and ZoomZoomNation.com. They've got great cars. Eric Vates, good buddy of mine, vice president of operations and sales out there. He's a good man. If you're looking to buy a car, check out CJ Wilson Mazda and all of their locations. What's up, Gary? What's the tip of the day, brother?
Hi, David. Good morning, everybody. And, David, I'm so sorry to hear about your mom, my friend. That's got to be rough.
Yeah, I saw you called last night, but it was a little, obviously, I had other things going on to take phone calls. So I appreciate the call last night, brother. I know you will. What's the tip, buddy? Let's keep going.
Well, today I'd like to talk about a call I got this week about something that we have been telling people for years to do. So I spoke with a girl about helping her out with her credit almost 2 years ago. And then didn't hear from her again until this week. She went to Pearl Mortgage, applied with one of your people for a loan, and was 1 point short of what she needed. And they told her to give me a call to help her out getting at least that 1 point. Now she's all stressed out because she wants to be out of where she's living as soon as possible, just like everybody else is. As it turns out, I'm able to get an account off her report that she was an authorized user on that was just about maxed out. That's going to give her the points that she needs. However, I just want to let people know that there's a lot more in getting a mortgage than just your credit score. However, the scores are the first thing lenders look at, because if your scores aren't good enough, they can't proceed forward doing anything for you. We have always, I repeat, always advise people to check their credit at least 6 months before you start looking for a loan and having your report pulled by banks. As if there are any problems, it can take a while to correct or improve, and with multiple offers on purchases being the norm now, any issues or delays with your credit will eliminate you, as the sellers may not be willing to wait while you correct the problem. For any questions about your credit or credit scores, or want to take advantage of David's reimbursement program, where if you come to me for help and you go back to Team Hochberg for a loan, they will credit you my fee at closing, so you get my service for free. Now is the time to call 630-624-9557. The number again is 630-624-9557. Don't wait until it's too late, because we can't help if you don't call.
Yeah, well, and we hear this all the time. All the time. All the time. We had a lady with a 519 credit score, okay, waiting for her home equity line of credit to expire, right? Waited to the final end. It's already expired, and they won't take her payments anymore because she'd already went blew through the stop sign. And it's just like, God, it's like, what the hell are you doing, right? I mean, you're drowning. And I always refer back to that scene with Mark Wahlberg and what the hell's his name? The good-looking guy, actor. No, not Caprio. The other guy, whatever. He was in ER and everything else. In the perfect storm when they were upside down sucking for air.
Oh, George Clooney.
George Clooney. Right. A lot of people say I look like him, but they've got cataracts and major eye problems. I get mistaken for him all the time, as you can tell. So you know Clooney and Wahlberg are in the ship upside down, gasping for their last air, as if they didn't know they were going into a storm. Right. All the radar said you got a storm coming. Everybody's calling them on the CB. Turn around. You know, lose the fish that you got, but this moron's going right into the storm. Ship turns over, and he's sucking for his last gasp of air. Why do I got a shrink to come in here, and he's going to come in one of these shows. He's going to explain to people why people do that, because it frosts my ass. It really frosts my ass.
Well, and you know, when it comes to bad credit, people, let's face it, everybody knows if they've got credit problems. They may not know how bad it is or whatever, but if they're not picking up the phone,
it's not going to get better.
They know, but unfortunately, human nature is they wait until they want to buy that house, or even, never mind buy a house, rent.
Or get a job.
Nobody appreciates their credit.
Or buy a car.
Wait, or until you need your credit for something. It's just like Roy, you know, there's no such thing as a part-time wet basement, right? It should be dry all the time. Okay, and in the meantime, this guy that called earlier, you know, this knucklehead, I love him for calling. I'm glad he finally called. You know, every once in a while it was wet. Well, every once in a while you got mold down there, you've got allergens down there, you've got a lot of things going on down there that could cause major health problems, and it's getting worse. It's not like that crack's getting smaller.
I think that's relating back to the credit things. I think people always hope for the best, hope that things are going to go away.
Sure. Oh, it's 50 grand's going to fall on my head.
Yeah, you know, maybe it'll go away. You know,
I have a name for that. I call it the ostrich syndrome.
Yeah, right. I've got another one, bury your head up your ass syndrome. It doesn't work. All right, people want to reach you. How do they reach you, Gary?
630-624-9557, or you can go to my website, Credit with a K, creditguru.com.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. We'll talk later, man. 312-591-8900. JP, you've got a suggestion for sump pumps and water leaks for Roy Spencer and our listeners. How can we help you, JP?
Oh, yeah. I have this real slight leak.
All right, do me a favor. Tell JP to turn his phone down, because that echo is the delay. So, JP, hang tight. We'll bring you right back. Larry, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Good. Had PermaSeal out about 3 years ago, and we encapsulated my crawl space. We did the inside drainage and a sump pump. I'm about 250 feet from the Fox River here, and like right now, my sump pump basically does not shut off. Like every 2 minutes, it's pumping out. But the strange thing about it is, the neighbor guy that's on the river, he doesn't even have a sump pump. My neighbor guy next to me, his is completely dry and doesn't even run. So I'm just wondering what my options might be.
Well, Larry,
move is one option.
No. But first of all, this is in your crawl space, correct?
Correct.
And
did the drainage ditch?
Yeah,
and encapsulated it.
And it's dry, correct?
It is dry. Yes.
Okay, so the system's working, the pump's doing its job. But you know, I understand your concern. The pump's running all the time. It's not raining. Why is my sump pump working? Well. And your neighbor's is not. Well, you know, it's possible maybe your crawl space is a little deeper in the ground. What we learned is that, you know, on top of the ground, everything's, of course, it's dry right now. But underneath the ground, there's a lot of water, especially near the river. There's water moving subterraneally that we can't see. And it's forming pockets in the earth that that just erodes and finds their own path. So maybe over the years, water has formed paths to your basement, and so with the water table rises, it's finding paths to your basement. So it may just be that's what's going on. The water table is high, and for whatever reason, the water has formed paths to your basement, a crawl space, instead of your neighbor's. But the other thing that I would like you to check, because we don't want your pump running needlessly, and if it needs to, it's doing its job, to make sure that it's not, are you on well water or city water?
City.
Okay. We want to make sure that's not, you don't have a broken water main that's leaking and dumping a lot of excess water there. And the easiest way to do that is actually to test that water that's in your sump well for chlorine, because all city water has an element of chlorine in it. So I believe you can go to the hardware store and get a test strip or a kit or something. Just put a little water in there and just see if there's chlorine in it. If there is, that means that's your city water.
That's a source.
And then you would call the city and say, "Hey, can you? I think you might have a break in your main. Can you come out and check that?" So if it's not, if it's just clean rainwater, then unfortunately, that's all you can do. Do you have a backup pump in there, Larry? A battery backup system?
That's my next move. I got to get that done here. So
please, because you know how many pumps fail?
Yeah, all of them.
There you go. And we don't want that crawl space that we, just did all that work and it's so nice and you're probably using a conference torch to flood. So, we don't, you may or may not be home when that pump fails and things. So please, let's get a backup pump in there for you. So regardless of the source of this water, we don't want you to get water again.
Okay. Thank you for your time and expertise.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, what do you want to clean that crawl space? Countertop cleaner, laminate cleaner, vinyl cleaner, wood floor, natural stone, or wood cabinet?
How about wood floor, please?
Damn straight.
Go, Larry.
Two-throw.
I'll tell you what, we've got the smartest listeners.
Hang on, Larry. We'll get your address. JP, we're going to bring you back after this quick break. Make sure your radio's down. It's only 90 seconds, buddy, so hang tight. I promise we'll bring you right back. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. Go to WLSDavid.com, WLSDavid.com for all of our contact information. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon. We'll be back after these messages. 591-8900, 312-591-8900. Go to WLSDavid.com.
A lot more.
WLSDavid.com for all of your real estate needs. All right, we're talking about housing. We're talking about real estate. We're talking about pumps. Roy, you got a call. We got an email question here for Nancy. But JP, is your radio down now, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. There's a feedback that's very annoying to the listener. So you have a question for Roy Spencer about sump pumps and water leaks?
Well, this is what I noticed during a heavy thunderstorm, right where the foundation in the basement and the laundry room area, where the wood meets the foundation, you would get like two streams during a heavy thunderstorm. And after about an hour, you get maybe a half a cup of water on the floor, a cup of water on each stream. So, but that's because all that water is running through a sump pump and it keeps on dumping it back in the ground. So what I did was I took an 8-foot extension, because the builders only built maybe a 3.5-4 foot extension off the sump pump. So I put an 8-foot extension on it, and I put it on there right before a thunderstorm. We watched AccuWeather, so time it the weather's it's going to rain pretty soon. So I just throw it on there. Next thing you know, for a whole month, I haven't had any seepage, nothing, not a drop of water for the whole past month. We had quite a bit of rain. I mean, good showers, good thunderstorms last month, this month. So I was surprised. My buddy had the same problem, too, and with the gutters, they would keep dumping water, and he took a big extension running out to the backyard about 15 feet out, and that eliminated his problem, too.
Go, Roy.
JP, those are all good things to do, and everybody should do that. Make sure your sump pump and downspouts are extended away from the foundation. You think about when they built your house, so when they dig a basement, they overdig it, and so they can put the forms in there and things. So there's a big hole they dig in the ground, and that's 2 feet past where your foundation walls are. So that's all loose fill. And so water's going to be attracted towards your foundation. If you're letting your downspout dump right next to your foundation, all that water is going right down next to your foundation. So you really want to get all that water that comes off the roof and from your sump pump discharge at least 8-10 feet away from the foundation, so you're not recycling the water. However, You mentioned you had water coming in. It sounded like it was coming over the top of the wall where the sill plate sits on the foundation. Is that correct?
Well, where the foundation meets the 2x4s.
At the top of the wall, correct?
And that would have, like, yeah, exactly on top of the foundation wall.
Right.
Because the foundation wall is, like, it's pretty tall. It's about 6 feet something.
Right. So at the top of the wall outside, can you see the top of the foundation, or is there brick or dirt up against the over? You can't see the top of the wall on the outside in that area.
Yeah, you could see it. I mean, certain spots, like out on the other side, you could. It's like maybe like 2 inches above the dirt.
Okay.
So if you get like a lot of rain, you know. It might puddle up about an inch and a half of water sometimes. But
yeah. So, you know, if you have a lot of water dumped in that area and it builds up over the top of the concrete, well, of course it's going to come in, you know, over the top of the concrete wall. If you can keep that water level down below that where it should be, then, and so maybe by, you know, extending the discharge that has happened. My challenge to you and your neighbors is, okay, so that happens, and so you extend your downspouts and stuff, and you keep a lot of water away. What are we going to do when it rains 3 or 4 inches? We get that torrential rain, the ground is saturated, your yard is saturated, and there's water standing next to your foundation again, even though you've extended all that. So what we're trying to do is design a system and solve a problem so no matter how much water is there, you're not going to get water. So a lot of things you can do that help during light rains, but I really try and get to the root cause so that no matter how much it rains, even in the 4 to 6 inch rain, the 100-year rains we get every couple of years, your basement's dry then. But what you're doing is the right thing. But, you know, if it happens again after a really hard rain, then you might want to get some professional advice.
Right, right. Because I noticed, like, if it's a light rain, it's not going to affect it, but it's only like these big thunderstorms.
It only leaks when it rains. Hard.
Well, no, when it's a light rain, it won't even affect it.
No, I understand. It only leaks when it rains really hard.
Okay, but
a big rain, like a big thunderstorm, a lot of rain.
Yeah, but JP, if it was a light rain for a whole week, which we never have here in Chicago, right, all that water is going to, is the equivalent of a heavy rain. Because your ground never has a chance to get dry. Or am I talking out of my rear end?
Well, sometimes when it rains really hard, like Larry says, I mean, it's a flash flood effect.
Sure.
And you have inches of water. So if it rains an inch every day, the ground might absorb it, you know, every day, and it won't build up to cause a problem. Whereas if it rains really hard and you get 3 or 4 inches in a 24-hour period, that's a whole different scenario, and that's when some problems occur. But my point is, and I'm going to keep saying it until I agree, your basement should be dry all the time, no matter what.
All right, JP.
Okay, all right, okay.
Thanks for calling.
Hello, thank you.
All right, hey, JP, which one do you want? Wood cabinet, stone floor, wood floor, laminate countertop? We're going to send you coffee, too.
So this laminate countertop, what do you just paint your vinyl, I mean, the laminated countertop?
Prove my point.
It's cleaner. It's a cleaner. It cleans vinyl.
Oh, it's a cleaner. I thought it was like a paint where you paint over with a roller or something.
No,
I proved my point, David.
It's a painter. Which one do you want? Quick, 3, 2, 1, go.
Cleaner for the laminate.
All right, laminate. Sound like a...
Yeah, no. JP, wrong choice.
All right. That's all right. Hang on, JP. We're going to send you some coffee, too. 312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. Go to WSDavid.com. All right, circle of life. Lost my mother last night. It's my daughter's birthday. It was my daughter's birthday on the 25th. So we're going to sing happy birthday because some things continue on. And this is a tradition. Carly, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to see. She's so excited.
I think I got to go through this every year on my birthday.
She's 15. She was born on the 25th.
I used to like it, Dad, but now it's not too much fun.
I know, it sucks. Well, too bad.
And, she gets it.
She gets ready. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carly. Happy birthday to you.
I love you, sweetheart.
Happy birthday, Carly.
Hey, Carly, we got a special tribute to Grandma at 11:50, and we've got your song playing, okay? So tune in, all right, babe?
Okay. Well, what's the show called?
It's called Home Sweet Home Chicago. It helps pay. It's on AM 890 WLS. That's where I go every Saturday morning.
She doesn't even know where a radio
I
know, is.
She doesn't. I do mortgages she, for
a living. What's a radio?
Where's she going to find a radio?
It's that thing in the. It's that thing under the counter. It's called a radio. All right, love you, sweetheart.
Oh, my God.
Do you actually have a radio in your house?
Yeah, I have a radio in my house.
Do you? I don't.
I do.
My daughter.
Do you really?
I listen to WLS every morning.
Yeah. Yes, I have
no radio in my house.
Tune in or something. You
know, oh, God. Mike,
my son doesn't even have a phone in his house.
Well, what's your question, Mike?
Yeah. So I have a garage door. It's about 5 or 6 years old. And I think the spring's broke. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's the springs. But I'm just wondering if I can keep my door. I like the door. Or if I have to replace everything or if that's something you guys can handle.
Yeah. There you go. Part replacement.
Yeah. You like the door, you say?
Yeah, I do like the door.
All right, well,
I'd like to.
Yeah, no, you don't have to replace the door. You can keep that door. We can just replace the springs, check the cables, the entire system. So, again, brand new doors, great if you need them, but you don't have to replace them if you like the way they look aesthetically. We can fix it by, again, replacing just the springs. And springs all determine on the actual usage, the cycles. People say, what's a cycle? And I'll say, you know, my sister. You know, my sister's kind of psycho.
Psycho? But, yeah. No, different question.
Watch out.
But, no, the cycles is when the door goes up once and comes back down, that's one full cycle. So, average
tell us
spring,
about your sister.
Yeah, exactly. Average spring's about 10,000 cycles. High life cycle spring will last you 20,000 cycles.
So, is high life, is that when you go to 2-inch?
That's correct. Yeah, instead of the standard
how much is
one,
the 2-inch?
As far as diameter inside?
No, no. How big is the 2-inch? That's funny. I'm not your sister. Don't screw with me. I'm not your sister. No, I'm saying how much does it cost to change it to a 2-inch?
It's not a universal pricing, if you will. Not one size fits all. It depends on the weight of the door.
Gotcha.
But springs on our website, they start at $99 and it goes up from there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Mike, hopefully, give us a call back. I mean, 833-MY-DOORS and we'll help you out.
All right, Mike.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, countertop, vinyl. You sound like a vinyl guy, Mike. Are you a vinyl guy, or wood floor guy, or a natural stone guy?
I'm definitely a vinyl guy.
Of course.
Oh, Jesus.
Sounds like a vinyl guy. I could tell vinyl guys.
Hey, no, but he didn't even know what to do in his garage.
Not that I'm into vinyl, but I could tell
it's
vinyl.
It's fully guys. Obvious what's
right,
going
hang
on.
Hang on, Mike. 312-591-8900. All right, we're going to take a quick break in about a minute here. 312-591-8900. Go to WLSDavid.com. A friend of mine owns a spinning studio. Joe, I'm down 20 pounds. And,
did you hit 20?
I hit 20.
Nice job.
Down 20 pounds, yep. Nice and
but you're not going to beat that bodybuilder.
No, I'm
going to
beat her fat
guy.
Husband, Jeremy. Yeah,
no,
but I gave him a big gift of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the giant cups. I bought a case.
That's like you're Tanya Harding or whatever.
Exactly.
Break his neck. Yeah.
So, nice. So vote for Studio Spin as a favorite spinning class. Just click on the logo at WLS David. It's right under the sponsors under 3 for a spinning class, and I believe 13. Just type in Studio Spin Northfield. Help me, help a friend. Nancy, we still have that question for you coming back after the break. 312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. Go to WLSDavid.com. WLSDavid.com.
The proceeding was a paid program sponsored by Home Sweet Home Chicago and is not affiliated with WLS Radio or Cumulus Media. Listeners should consult their own advisors and conduct their own research before making any purchases, investments, or making any financial decisions.